Harry, visit managers always tell me it's a tough place to come and play Derry, be it here or in the Brandywell, but not the case tonight.
No, it wasn't the case tonight. It was an unusual game in the sense that our goalkeeper played quite well and took off a couple of saves. And every time we went down and created chances, we seemed to score. But yeah, we played very well tonight. We passed the ball really well. When they had the ball, we worked really hard to get it back. And that was a sort of a game plan that we had to drop off and try and catch them on the counter-attack, which we did plenty of times tonight. And I was delighted with that.
They had most of the ball for the first 18 minutes. You get a goal out of nothing, and then Derry seemed to just heads down.
Yeah, it was strange atmosphere there tonight. You're right. We were a little bit worried on the bench that they were dominating possession early on. But we weathered the storm and defended well. They didn't create too much in the first 15, 18 minutes. And then when we got the goal, it seemed to settle us down. It gave us a bit of confidence, and we went on to score down an extra four goals, which was great.
You're very lucky to have a magician like Gary McCabe.
Yeah, he's a good player. Like, Gary's been around the block. He's very good on the ball. I'm always on his case about working a little bit harder, but you can't have it every way with these players. He was very good tonight. He created a lot, and I was delighted he got a goal as well. So, yeah, he's a good player.
Even at the end for Derry, it just wasn't their night. A shot from 12 yards from a penalty spot, and it's under the night sky.
Yeah, it sort of typified Derry's night, because they did have a couple of chances, and Peter took off a couple of good saves. There was a couple of misses that they probably should have scored, and the penalty typified their night with blasting it over the bar.